In this bulletin, Tasmania declares a state of emergency and introduces tough border measures. Qantas to stop all international flights until at least late May. And in sport, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics to go ahead as planned for now, despite COVID-19 concerns. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Tasmanian government has declared a state of emergency and introduced tough border measures. Under the move, all non-essential travellers who arrive in Tasmania after midnight on Friday will be required to self-isolate for 14 days. All passengers will be screened on arrival, and if they're deemed non-essential, they'll be directed to quarantine at their stated place of address. The Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwein says the border restrictions will be the toughest in the country, but are necessary to protect the health and well-being of people in the state.
Importantly, these new measures will carry penalties, and I want to make it very clear that we expect people to abide by the law. There can be no excuse for not self-quarantining, for not abiding by the rules.
The measures won't apply to healthcare workers, emergency workers, defence personnel, air and ship crew, specialists and essential freight personnel. 10 people have so far tested positive to COVID-19 in Tasmania, and 3 people have recovered. Qantas will stop all international flights from late March until at least the end of May. It follows the federal government's latest advice, urging Australians not to travel overseas. The airline is also reducing its domestic capacity for Qantas, QantasLink and Jetstar flights by 60%. Qantas says 2/3 of employees will be temporarily stood down to preserve as many jobs as possible in the longer term. A further 28 people have tested positive to coronavirus in Victoria, bringing the state's toll to 149. Almost 600 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed across Australia, and 6 people have died. The Italian government has threatened to ban all outdoor exercise as the coronavirus death toll soars to almost 3,000, and frustration grows over the number of people defying a nationwide lockdown order. Italy was the first Western country to impose severe restrictions on movement to contain the illness, but the disease is still spreading, and hospitals in the north are at breaking point. More than 35,000 cases of COVID-19 have so far been confirmed in Italy, and the country has reported 475 new deaths, the highest one-day rise so far. The governor of the northern region of Lombardy, Attilio Fontana, is urging people to abide by the lockdown order.
Non dovete uscire.
You must not go out. You must stay home. Unfortunately, the disease numbers are not reducing. They're still high. Soon, we won't be able to give an answer to the people getting sick anymore. Friends, nobody is asking you a worthless sacrifice. We are asking you to sacrifice to save human lives. Maybe you don't understand yet, but every time you leave your home, it's a risk for you and a risk for others.
Britain has ordered all schools and colleges to close for millions of children until further notice, after criticism the government was being too slow to react. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says most schools will close from Friday, although some will be asked to stay open to support vulnerable students and the children of essential workers like healthcare employees. The school closures come after a further 32 people died in England from COVID-19, bringing the UK's death toll to 104. Mr. Johnson says the objective of closing schools is to slow down the spread of the virus.
But of course, as I've always said, we also need to keep the NHS going and to treat the rising number of cases. So we need health workers who are also parents to continue to go to work. And we need other critical workers with children to keep doing their jobs too, from police officers who are keeping us safe to the supermarket delivery drivers, social care workers.
To sport, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics is set to go ahead as planned, despite concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. It follows an International Olympic Committee conference call with the representatives of 220 athletes about the status of the Games. IOC President Thomas Bach says at this stage the Games will go ahead as planned from the 24th of July, with measures put in place to address concerns raised during the conference call.
The first priority being safeguarding the health of the athletes and contribute to the containment of the virus, and secondly, then to protect the interest of the athletes and Olympic sports.
Well, now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 26. Adelaide, much the same, 32. Melbourne, a possible shower, 30. Hobart, rain developing, 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 29. Wollongong, sunny and 28. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, sunny and 30. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.